My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Los Angeles Dodgers made a move that made you go, again. How's that go? And what did they do? Well, they picked up Amed Rosario at the trade deadline from Tampa. And then they cut him. He hadn't been there very long. And they cut him.
Well, they had to bring back a future Hall of Famer.
Well, but they had to cut. Okay, you bring Mookie back. But you had to cut somebody. But you picked you cut the guy you just picked up, which was relatively interesting, wasn't it? No, I thought it was relatively interesting.
It's something. I mean, he was there last year. He was.
They liked him.
Yeah, they seemed to enjoy. Everybody seems to enjoy Amed Rosario, except for. Oh, this is going to come
except
off very
for baseballs
poorly.
On the ground that want to be picked up cleanly.
Yes.
Is that what you're going to say, Dan? You're gonna be a non-believer in Amed Rosario,
who also don't walk in and don't have for power.
He's hitting 305.
Congratulations! You want a cookie?
He can play a lot of different
he's
positions.
Got like what is his on base like 310? I think he's walked all of like six times this season.
Dan,
Walked.
He's hitting 305.
Tim Raines walked.
He's not Rod Carew, and he's not Tim Raines. He's also not Tyler Freeman or Daniel Schneeman.
Or Brian Rocchio if he's not going to hit.
Fellas,
he's not gonna play
you've done a
well.
Great job here. If we have utility guys in Tyler Freeman and in Daniel Schneeman who are hitting like close to 200, I'll take a utility guy who can hit closer to 300. And I might even start him at shortstop and take him out in the seventh inning and put Rocchio in. Rosario can play the infield spots. He played a lot of right field in Tampa. I don't like him in center field. We saw him out there a little bit for the Guardians in the past. He played a little outfield. That didn't really work too well. Well, now you've got Jhonkenzie Noel hitting the ball out of the park. You traded for Lane Thomas, even though he's not hitting. In theory, you have your outfielders. And if you keep Freeman or Schneeman, one or the other on the major league roster, there's a guy who can go play the outfield for you and help you out defensively.
If you're,
I'm bringing in the bat. This team needs a bat. It needs more offense. I am bringing him in.
More slap hitters? You're here for more slap hitters.
I'm here for guys who can get on base. Don't give me an on base percentage. It's better than Freeman and Schneeman.
More slap hitters.
Fine.
No.
Hitters. No. Are they going to go get another power hitter? Sometime between now and the start of the playoffs?
I mean, we'll see. The Rangers are talking they might unload a whole bunch of people. Now, granted, the Guardians' record is really good, so getting those guys through waivers is not going to be as easy as it was last year. But
I think Jose Ramirez is on the line. He's calling. He wants Rosario. Is anybody with Jose? 216-474-0092.
That's delightful. We all want to play and work with our friends. It's a lot better to work with your friends unless you're Jeff Phelps and have to deal with me every day.
I was going to say, I wish I knew.
Right. It's better and more enjoyable to work and play with your friends. I get that. But as somebody whose thought is to bring a World Series pennant to Progressive Field, Amed Rosario doesn't bring me closer to a World Series pennant.
I'm looking for upgrades. I'm not looking for the second coming of Derek Jeter. I'm looking for upgrades. Would Amed Rosario, as a utility guy for this team who can play shortstop, he can play second if you need him to, he can play third, he can play first, he can play the outfield.
Jeff, what have we said about me from the very moment I took over this job?
What a great utility guy.
If you do enough things poorly, people think you're mediocre. If you're a bad enough defender at shortstop and it makes your second base look passable and your center field look like, that's the problem we are running into here. Amed Rosario continue. It adds one more log to the log jam. It doesn't fix any problem.
There's not a log jam.
Yes.
Put a better log into the jam.
Yes. You're bringing up the logjam of Daniel Schneeman and Tyler Freeman and all this. Amed Rosario is not an upgrade from that because, okay.
Yes, he is. Tyler has done a fine job playing center field and everybody else. They love him. That's great. He's hitting .212. And his on base, Dan, one of your favorite stats, is .305. Daniel Schneeman is hitting.
With a .300 batting average. Come on now. We know that means he's walked all of like eight.
No,
times.
I'm talking about Freeman.
Oh, I was talking to Amed Rosario when you brought that up.
Freeman is .212 with a .305 on base. Schneeman is .220 with a .307 on base. Amed Rosario on the season, .305 with a .331 on base. .331 is better than .307 and .305.
By the way, how much of a math nerd am I? I'm looking at it. Amed Rosario has walked eight times this season. Maybe I do need to go outside more.
Dano? He's a better offensive player than Schneeman or Freeman. And this team needs offense. You have two utility guys who aren't hitting. Bring in one who can. If you're in a clutch situation and you have a guy to come off the bench to pinch hit for you, do you want it to be Schneeman? Do you want it to be Freeman? Or would you want it to be Amed Rosario? I'll take Amed Rosario every day of the week.
Is he okay with what you're laying out? Well,
he's unemployed right now. Unemployed, and he liked it here.
If he's okay with what you're laying out, I'm in. If he's going to come in and
he could start at shortstop.
No, you don't want him playing shortstop, especially if you're bringing in your boy Matthew Boyd and my boy Alex Cobb, who love ground balls. Having a shortstop who doesn't cover a lot of ground doesn't help you when it comes to fielding ground balls.
I'm with you on that. But Stephen Vogt has done a great job of working bats into the lineup all year, figuring out how to juggle things. I'm going to trust my manager that I can give him a better offensive weapon and he can figure out how to use it without killing his defense.
If he is okay with coming off the bench in a pinch hit type of situation and maybe playing a couple of innings in right field where we all sit there and hope
that everything in us. We've got a right fielder now. We've got one.
Good point. In at a position that you hope with everything into, nobody hits the ball to them, or you use him like, oh gosh, remember like Matt Stairs back in the day where they would have Matt Stairs pinch hit for someone and then you would immediately get a pinch runner and then that person would take over playing whatever position he was there
for? As long as he was furloughed from his slow pitch softball team, yes.
If you treat Amed Rosario that way, okay, now you have me interested. But if your solution is we're going to take Amed Rosario and we're going to pinch hit him or have him start at shortstop for Brian Rocchio as I got ground ball pitchers on the mound, that's a recipe for disaster.
I understand that. The only thing I wonder, this offense has struggled since the All-Star break. Does he give it a little bit of a jump? Does he really help? And you know, I understand what you're saying completely. There's nothing more important to a pitcher than a great defensive shortstop, except for one thing: runs on the board, pitching with a lead, being able to not have to be so fine to know that one, two runs might get you in big trouble. And maybe Rosario can help you more than that. This is not about Schneeman. This is not about Freeman. They have done a really nice job this year. but they've not hit, at least consistently. And so I'm gonna check out Ahmed Rosario. Now, you don't have to, you got to put a claim in. When, and I think that's due today, isn't it? I don't think he's cleared waivers yet, but he's out there on waivers from the Dodgers. I don't think he's cleared yet. Put a claim in on him. Take the contract. Spend a little bit of money and bring him in. And I say that only because of this. You have both Freeman and Schneeman. You don't need two guys who can play a lot of spots and not hit very well.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If the, again, if what you have laid out is the situation where you are using him in a capacity that is, all right, we're going to use you off the bench as a pinch hitter. We may occasionally play in right field. We may occasionally play in center. But we really don't want you to play shortstop while we got ground ball pitchers on the mound. You could talk me into it. But if you're bringing him in here as, oh, this is the Brian Rocchio replacement because he can hit better.
No, I didn't say that now, did I?
No. I didn't
mention the name Rocchio as far as replacing him. I mentioned replacing the other guys.
Saying that into the ether to the people who scream of Brian Rocchio, which, yes, he needs to stop throwing the ball away. But if you're going to do that, maybe a little first base as well, then I'm a flat out no. I'm not going to try to explain outs above average to people. All you need to know is he's a -7, okay? Which means he's way below average at shortstop. No.
My buddy Phil sends me a text. Pull the plug on Menegan's mic. Apparently, Phil wants Ahmed Rosario. Do you? 216-474-0092. Do you want Lane Thomas on the field? An emailer to me was not real happy with me. I'll explain this one coming up because Lane Thomas wasn't in the lineup last night, and he's the guy you gave up a lot for. We're going to get into that next on Baskin and Phelps. Plus, we might hear from JOK in Berea. Contract extension. We applaud everyone. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menegan here on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.